14th of November was the 10th anniversary of Code Pink's original four-month-long tents-and-all occupation of space near the White House back in 2002. On November 14th, 2012, Code Pink returned to the White House for a noisy 9 a.m. wake-up call for President Obama, demanding that he end the war, and refused the demands of the CEOs of major corporations he was about to meet with that he reduce the budget deficit without cutting Pentagon spending and without raising taxes on the rich by cutting programs for the general public instead.
For 10 years of giving a great example to America of citizen activism, of being out on the streets and being out here harassing whoever's in this White House right here every single day on all of the issues. I was a U.S. diplomat that resigned in opposition to the war in Iraq almost 10 years ago in March of 2003. Oh, Lord,
yeah. At one point, protesters symbolically deflated balloons, each labeled with one budget-busting military item on a big cardboard Pentagon.
So let's see, do we really need $3 billion plus for military aid to Israel?
No!
Why don't we deflate that one?
I can't do this kind of thing. I promised these military contractors all this inflation.
Hey, we got one up here. What do you think about this 800 plus overseas military bases? Ooh. Let's get rid of them. Let's get rid of them. There it goes. There they go. Our friends in Japan will be happy. Our friends in Australia will be happy.
I need them to continue my wars. I got plenty of war stuff that I'm putting on the table now. I can't stop.
Here it goes. Here it goes. All right, what else we got here? Oh my goodness, we got Pentagon spending on war. $118 billion.
Fuck that thing.
We don't need that one. Yeah, what do you think about that money?
War spending makes for more campaign donations for a bloated president.
Is the reason Congress came back to town is that they are going to try to negotiate a deal that could cut health care, Social Security, and might not cut taxes on the rich. 2 weeks ago, 86 CEOs of major companies joined a coalition called Fix the Debt. You will be seeing their ads. You will be seeing their on the airwaves and print newspapers. They're going to try to sound reasonable. They aren't. This is a grand swindle. And this afternoon, President Obama is going to be meeting with 12 of the CEOs of the biggest companies in America. Walmart, Honeywell. Some of them are the biggest defense contractors.
Give them nothing!
Kick them to the curb!
The CEO of Honeywell makes $55 million, and he is going to preach to our country the need for austerity. America isn't broke. There are over, you just learned, there are over $200 billion in savings from this defense budget. Don't buy into the grand swindle. Speak out against these CEOs. We have small business people here like Andy Shalal. He should be meeting with Andy, not the head of General Electric and Honeywell.
Yeah.
Reject the grand swindle. Be out here. Be in your members' offices. Be in these CEOs' offices for the next 2 months because they're going to try to put forward a deal that's bad for you and that's bad for the country. Thank you.
For all you corporate CEOs in the Fix the Debt Coalition, just remember, Code Pink has already been to Obama's house about this. How do you know that either Code Pink or some other protesters aren't coming to your home next? Because in Washington, D.C., there's no sleep for the wicked.